The Latino vote went overwhelmingly for Barack Obama in the 2008 election, a big difference than what happened between John Kerry and George W. Bush in 2004. But tomorrow, a group of conservatives are expected to present a report in Washington that will show in detail that every single House Republican who lost last year was because they either supported amnesty or the Democrats supported tough border security. The event is called Immigration and the Future of the Republican Party, and will feature political commentators Babe Buchanan and James Pinkerton at the National Press Club in Washington. So today, a group of Latino advocates hosted a conference call to preempt that event. Frank Sherry is with the group America's Voice.
The Republican National Committee is going to be electing a new chairman, and some of the leading candidates are making a very strong case that the reason they lost this election is that they nominated John McCain, who's too soft on immigration, and that they should get be tougher, because that's the way to distinguish themselves from Republicans, from Democrats, stay true to conservative values, and win re-election. Again, a strategy that seems in line with the Center for Immigration Studies report and the event tomorrow at the Press Club. So here they go again.
Heidi Byerick is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. She denounced one of those scheduled to speak at the National Press Club, Peter Brimelow, formerly a senior editor at National Review and Forbes magazine.
He is the owner of BeDare.com, an anti-immigrant hate site that's actually named for Virginia Dare, the first English child born in the Americas. You can get the racial implication from that. Brimelow has made racial arguments about immigration for years. He said in his book in 1996, Alienation, that race is fundamental. He's talked about weird-looking aliens coming to the United States. Really, really nasty comments about immigrants from south of the border.
Simon Rosenberg is with the New Democrat Network. He says that in virtually every poll taken regarding the volatile issue of illegal immigration, there's broad consensus for comprehensive reform on the issue. And he says it's a loser for the GOP to continue to go down the road of bashing illegal immigrants.
And it's our belief, and it's not just us. It's Michael Gerson, former Bush speechwriter, the former pollster for the president, who has said that, and Jeb Bush even has said this, is that based on the way the Hispanic population is changing, if the Republicans don't improve their numbers from 2008, they cannot win national presidential elections for the next 20 to 30 years. It becomes mathematically impossible. And I will be happy to share with anybody on this call the quotes from Matthew Dowd, President Bush's pollster in 2003-2004, saying if Republicans don't get 40% with Hispanics, there's no way for them to win national elections anymore.
Clarissa Martinez is with the National Council of La Raza. She says the harsh rhetoric against illegal immigrants over the past 3 years has had a corrosive effect on the Republican Party and a galvanizing one for Latinos.
In fact, is because Latinos understand that when the immigration debate turns negative, it affects the whole community, regardless of immigration status. In the last 4 years, coinciding with the rise in vitriol in the immigration debate, the FBI has documented a nearly 40% increase in hate crimes against Latinos, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, from whom you heard earlier, has attributed about 47% of the rise in hate groups between 2000 and 2007 almost completely to the manipulation of anti-immigrant rhetoric. That's why it's a galvanizing effect.